Hey guys, so welcome back to Here's the Sitch podcast with my husband Mike and myself, Lauren, aka Lawrence.
Oh my goodness, what's up guys? How are you today? Welcome back.
We are so excited today because today is actually the launch of our first episode, and it was just launched a few hours ago, and we're getting such amazing feedback from all of you, and it's really amazing to see the comments and the response to like a new project anytime we do something. And we love you guys so much because you're so amazing to us.
Yes, I'm very proud of us, honeys. But that also gets me to our segment today, which is sort of on the living your best life topic. I'm always on the search for how me and my wife and our family, we can live a better life. And a better life, I mean sort of living your best life, okay? And that includes, you know, working out. That includes eating better.
Yep.
Okay, that includes a cheat day, implementing balance, okay, possible meditation. And I came across this topic of massage because I read an article that said that if you get regular massages on a weekly basis, once a week, that you obviously feel good, okay, in turn looking better, in turn operating on a better frequency. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I mean, there's so many different kinds of massages these days. There's, you know, the new wave of like Reiki, which is like energy massages. And also, actually, I didn't even tell you about this, but there's a Goop documentary that has this energy healing massage therapist, and he doesn't even touch your body.
Oh, my goodness.
But he's like working with his hands above it, and he's pulling bad energy out of you, and these people are like convulsing and having like orgasms.
I think I saw that.
To watch that. So yeah, there's so many different massages than just like a typical Swedish massage or hot stone, which I love.
So I asked my wife, I said, listen, we need to implement this into our schedule. And she said, yeah, go ahead and investigate. So for us, it's not that easy to just go to any old massage place, you know, because if we go to like a regular chain, we kind of feel that we won't really get our privacy. You know, maybe maybe somebody will snap a photo and sell it. I don't know, but that's how we sort of feel, right, honey?
Yeah, privacy is key, especially when you're vulnerable. I mean, when you're getting a massage, you're pretty much
You're practically naked.
You might have underwear, a thong on, maybe.
Most
of the time you're naked, so you're most vulnerable.
Exactly.
And you know, we really don't know how to talk about the big chains because I've only had massages at like really nice spas, but we're just trying to find like a good place where we can implement balance and add like another positive activity to our week.
Yes, and I even did some research on Google, and even some of the bigger chains have like a history of like sort of like suspect behavior. And listen, at the end of the day, listen, you have to say like, oh my God, you're naked and like stuff is gonna happen. But like, I'm in we're newlyweds, me and my wife, and we are like living our best life, and just newlyweds is that what it is like there's really no issues with us. We're always sort of happy and like we're sort of like, I don't know, honey, can you explain it? We don't have issues in our marriage, so we're trying not to have any more issues.
Yeah, I think that it's a different perspective oftentimes when you're speaking to women about massages and then men, because like I guess old tale is like when a man goes for a massage, I mean, this is really generalizing, like they're going to get a happy ending.
Exactly.
Or like, and a lot of these places offer it, and it's not just, you would be surprised, because it is not just the hole in the wall, tiny, off the beaten path massage parlors
that do this. It's practically a very large percentage.
Yeah.
Like
We
did our research, and this is like, I'm talking like, I'm saying 70%, honey.
Yeah.
I'm saying 70, 75%, you're getting the happy ending. Now, is that a good thing? I mean, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a marriage, do you just kind of like sweep it under the rug and just call it what it is and be like, okay, it's a massage and I'm getting a happy ending and it's part of my body and I'm trying to sort of, you know, feel better and it is what it is? Or do you sort of go for a higher standard and be like my wife, I'm not going to accept this in our marriage. And we need to find a sort of high quality spa that does not have sort of suspect behavior. And now she even informed me that it isn't just suspect behavior for men. It even happens with women,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're a husband out there or a significant other,
exactly.
If you have a
explain
penis.
Explain that to him.
If you have a penis and you're going to massage parlors and getting a happy ending, I just want you to know as many times as you're getting one, they're offering that on a female as well.
My mind is blown because my wife informed me of this, and I was like, holy moly, because, like,
you would not be cool
I don't
with that.
Want my wife going to a massage parlor and somehow something being slipped in. You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm just not cool with that. So it just totally gave me like a totally different perspective, guys. And like, you know what I'm saying? So listen, this goes into segue of my story, which happened most recently to me and my wife. So I was going to do research for our podcast and over the past couple days. And I work out very hard. I eat healthy. And the other day, I had an awesome workout. I had like a personal best on the bench press. I hit 225 30 times. And I kind of overdid it in the gym and I needed a massage. My wife was working that day. And I was like, you know what? I need a massage. Me and my wife have been talking about this. Maybe if I go to one of the bigger chains, she won't mind. You know, we've already talked about this. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to text her right now because I know that if I text her this while she's working and she receives a text that her husband wants to go to a massage, I'll be honest with you guys, all hell would break loose. Only because immediately for a woman, her mind is immediately going to go towards what, honey? That they're doing
well,
suspect behaviors.
Well, because you have told me in the past years ago that that is what goes on at every massage parlor.
Yes, it does.
And for some reason, I don't know why it took me this many years to let you know that it is not just you. They offer it to everybody, women included.
Yeah. So I didn't text my wife this information because I knew that it wouldn't work out. I actually waited, guys, until she got home, okay? And this is a really good story because she got home and I said, honeys, I had a great workout. I want to go get a massage. And she said to me, well, there's some suspect behavior going on there. Are you sure you want to go there? I said, honey, I will tell them no if they go for the brajol. Okay, she laughed it off, okay? But then she, you know what? This is the kicker right here, guys. She said, you know what? If you want a real massage, you'll come upstairs right now. Why go to a massage when you can have a happy ending? The best of happy endings with your wife. And I, you know what, guys? I felt so proud when she came through in that moment. I was like, wow, this is what a communication is all about, guys. Okay? I brought it up to my wife, okay? And she solved it in a healthy way. Okay? We went upstairs. She used the Theragun for maybe, 10 minutes, honey? All right. And then we went on to using the lotions. And then I had the happiest of happy endings, guys. Okay. And then she said, honey, can you do me now? Now, guys, there's nothing better than that. I happily reciprocated in that particular situation. Okay. And then when it was all done, okay, we said, why don't we do this once a week, instead of going to pay for a massage, okay, maybe going to a place that's having suspect behavior, maybe you're going behind your significant other's back, okay, and then when you come home, the energy, the vibe is off. Why? Because you made that decision to go to that massage parlor. It's not a good situation. I spoke to many friends, and they thought that this was an awesome situation. So this story right now, guys, is all about communications, relationships, and what you guys can do to sort of be better. Am I right, honey?
Yes. Well, I think that it's subjective in all relationships what is acceptable and the norm. So some couples, you may be totally cool that your husband is going to go, have a happy ending at a massage parlor. And some, that's totally fine. For me, Mike made the statement earlier that I'm not having that in my marriage. And that's exactly what I said to him. I said, if you put yourself in that environment, you're very smart, you're educated, you've had the experience of that and not, and you know that by going there, you're putting yourself in the way to be to have something like that happen. And you're kind of putting yourself in the devil's den, because are you really going to say, no, 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 yes. don't go for that.
Remember what
so
Vinny
I
said?
Was annoyed when he said that. Oh, I was thinking about going, because he knows way better. He's progressed so much in all of these years. I said, even thinking that is taking a step back, unless you go to a legit place. So that's when I came in and I just solved it. And I said, well, if you want a massage with a happy ending, why don't are you not just doing it here?
With
like,
your wife.
What are you looking for? Like, yes. Then we'll just do that. No, it's that easy.
I spoke to many people about this. Some of my friends actually do get massages. I really didn't go into the fact if it was a happy ending or not. But I spoke to my friend Vinny, and he said, do not open Pandora's box. And that was perfect. Because that's what it is. If you open yourself to that type of, or accept that type of behavior, more will happen. Who knows? If you, am I right? Am I right, honey? Because what happens if you open yourself up to this type of behavior? Then next thing you know it, you are sort of, you know, doing other suspect behaviors. So I'm trying to lead into, honey.
Yeah, well, I think that the subject of this is just one example of many things that you have to reevaluate when you make decisions, because you may think it's as simple as, and as, you know, innocent as, oh, I had a hard workout. I had a really stressful week last week. I just need an extra level of relaxation. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't do anything wrong. I'm going to go for a massage. But then knowing in the back of your mind that that could put your entire relationship
yes,
at
100%.
Risk, because you're going to come home with guilt if something happens. Mm-hmm. If you tell your significant other, they may or may not be upset. So you may withhold that information, which now you're lying. And you never meant for any of that to happen. And then it's just going to snowball into a lot of different issues.
Yes.
Until it comes out that you got a happy ending.
No, but I also think it could segue into even other behaviors. Like,
oh, for sure.
It's like going
down the rabbit hole.
Yes, going down the rabbit hole. First you're getting massaged. Then you think it's okay. Then it turns into, you know, you want something more. And now you're, who knows, you're going to hookers. Maybe, I mean,
oh my God. That was a fast leap.
I know, honey, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with substances. Okay? Okay.
It's a gateway drug.
When you start drinking.
The happy ending.
The happy ending is a gateway drug. When you start drinking, then that is, oh my God, I'm just drinking. Then it turns to smoking. Then it turns to something else. Then you're in a hotel with some blowing hookers for like a month.
That's disgusting.
Exactly. I'm just saying, stuff like that happens, and you need to know sort of about progression. Because once you go down the rabbit hole, some people don't ever come back.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Okay, you need to say no right off the bat. That this is not good. This is not good for our marriage. Exactly what my wife said. This is not. I'm not going to accept this in our marriage. And I thought.
I had higher expectations of that.
I loved you more for that. Okay, the other night you sort of rose the game. You changed the game. You brought up two massage bottles and a Theragun, and you said, if you want the happiest of endings, you'll come upstairs right now. And listen, that sums up our marriage right there. One of us, if not both of us, hold our weight, but one of us is always going to raise the bar. And that's why I love you, honey.
Oh, I love you too. And also, the Theragun, side note, this is not sponsored.
This is not. We're not getting paid for the Theragun.
But the Theragun is real. Yeah, I paid a lot of money for it on Amazon. But it is very serious. It is legit. I love it. It's better than any massage anywhere. And it's definitely worth the investment. They have a few different kinds. But I would definitely check them out, because if you work out often or even just have stress, it is such a reliever. You can use it on so many different body parts. And because it's so strong, you don't use it for long. You do I think you only do two minutes maximum per area.
Yeah, I actually like the low setting actually.
Yeah, it depends. After a workout, I like the high one to break up the lactic acid, and then like a relaxing one, I like the lower setting. But it's legit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the key, guys, to a positive, healthy relationship is communication.
Yeah, and if he didn't tell me that, like the amount of different paths that could have gone wrong there, or right, he could have chose to not go, but he by him just communicating that he wanted to go, we were able to give like the best case solution to it.
Yes. Yes. Very, very
so
true.
So the big thing is communication.
So if you or a loved one, okay, are going through something similar, which a lot of us are, you know, communication is the key.
All right, guys. So as most of you know, Mike and I are new homeowners, and which is amazing. But with that being said, we have a lot of work to do, from decorating our home to furnishing it and all of the extras like mattresses and linens and towels.
Yeah,
and
we're pretty much going like room by room and sort of attacking it that way. Right, honeys? And we just found a really cool mattress provider, and we are here to share the situation with you guys.
Yes, I love sharing a really good home product provider, because that's like what our life is revolving around.
It is. Adulting.
Yes, adulting. Seriously. Helix Sleep is this really cool mattress that I found and is perfect for us. Mike and I actually took the quiz on their website, which you guys can also do at helixsleep.com. When I took the quiz, we were matched with the Twilight Helix mattress because we wanted something that felt firm. I love a good firm bed. And both of us are side sleepers, and usually we move around a lot, so I always wanted to make sure that the bed is not moving when Mike is tossing and turning, because that would keep me up the whole night.
Yes, it is always an awesome investment to invest in your sleep, because guess what, guys? You are sleeping on that 8 hours a day, so it's something that you really need to sort of take into consideration.
Yes, it is an investment in good health for sure. So we've been sleeping on ours for a month or so now, and we've been having amazing sleep. And sleep is important to everybody, but it's especially important to us right now because we are really focusing on our fitness journey. We are busy doing tons of different projects and are so blessed to be doing so. So we value our good night's sleep.
It is very important to get 6 to 8 hours of restful sleep per night. So put that in your priority list and continue on, Mrs. Situacio.
Yes. So if you guys want to live your best life and be sleeping on an amazing mattress just like us, just go to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute quiz, and they'll match you with a customized mattress just for you that will give you the best sleep of your life. They also have a 10-year warranty, and you can get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but guys, I'm telling you, you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at Here's the Sitch. helixsleep.com/situation for that deal.
I know. And when we got that particular mattress, honey, the other day, we knew right away that it was a quality mattress.
Guys, so you don't want to miss this deal. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off.
I'd like to segue, honey, into something more serious. The coronavirus.
Oh my God.
Yes. The coronavirus, I'm just fooling around, but is this just hysteria? Is this a hoax? Some people are taking it serious, some people are not. I've had friends text me to tell me to stock up on canned goods.
Well, you have to understand the outlook. You're getting a little dramatic when you just say the stock up on canned goods. It's not because it's the end of the world. I have a lot of different feelings about it. But moral of the story is coronavirus is real. And
isn't it just like the flu, though?
Well, just so you know, the flu kills people every year.
Kills more people, right?
I think they're like neck and neck right now.
Yeah.
I don't think one of them has surpassed the other. But a lot of people don't realize this until they have children. Because they're very high at risk to the flu. But the flu kills people every single year, which is ridiculous if you think about that. And just put that into perspective, that you could actually die from the flu every flu season. So now, yes, there is coronavirus. My thoughts on like this, the people that are saying stock your fridge, stock your pantry. The point behind that is so that if you get a cold or if there's multiple outbreaks in an area to you, you don't have to leave the house and you could kind of hunker down. You'll be comfortable. You'll have your bottles of water.
I'm thinking zombie apocalypse.
You'll have your soup. You have canned goods. You don't have to go to the store if a lot of people are coughing and sick. It's not saying that your community is going to collapse. Nobody is saying that. They're just saying that if you have a cold, you should not be going to work. You should not be going to school. You shouldn't be sending your kids to school.
When they're telling you to stock up,
diseases
spread. I'm thinking, what was that movie with Sandra Bullock's Bird Box? What was it?
Bird Box?
What was it? Bird Can? What was it?
It was Bird Box. It was Bird Box? Like, so dramatic.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm willing to go to Dick's right now, okay, and stock up on a bow and arrow with, you know.
For what? They're not zombies.
What happens if someone tries to break into your home because shit gets real?
Well, that should be like a normal thing. Like, you know, you have an alarm, you have cameras, and you hope for the best.
I need a bow and arrow type of, like a gun type of contraption with a red dot sight to protect me, my family, and Moses.
You don't know how to use a bow and arrow. Well, you'd have to take lessons.
What is it called? The gun that's like a bow and arrow. It's like a.
You're asking the wrong person.
All right.
Whatever. So anyway, coronavirus is very real. I'm like a psycho about washing hands and hand sanitizer. Yes. Like when I send my husband on press tours and I'm not going, like if he does a quick LA trip, I literally pack his backpack, like his carry-on, like a kid. I'm like, here's your hand sanitizer. Here's your wipes. Every time you go to the bathroom on the plane, you use the hand sanitizer. You wash your hands.
That's the key,
they
say.
Wipe this down. You know, you really need to be that thorough, but like on a regular basis. Like, don't be like that just because coronavirus is happening. Be like that on a regular basis. And also, if you do have a lower immune system or you're susceptible to it, you know, i.e. elderly, pregnant, or kids, I would stay out of the gym because the gym is a friggin' cesspool of diseases and disgusting behaviors. And people don't even clean themselves, let alone clean the equipment.
You're so
dramatic. If you think for $9.99 a month they're cleaning that and disfecting that equipment, they are not.
Okay. So, all right. Good. Fair point.
Get yourself a nice Peloton app, which I love on my phone, and do your workouts at home until this shit clears over.
They are not paying us yet, Mrs. Situacion.
No.
Just giving Peloton a shout out.
Yeah, well, I really want the Peloton. Exactly. And
if Peloton, you guys want to sponsor us, we are available. All right, because I'd rather not pay for it, you know, but, you know, here it is.
I'm going to do it. I'm getting the tread.
Well, speaking of that, honey, I have to go to the gym in a little bit, but I'm not done with the coronavirus here. I'm thinking, some people think that it's a hoax, honey. I actually just saw on TV that a celebrity said, I'm not believing in it. So I'm getting a bit shook because they said yesterday that someone from New Jersey was in a hospital and they were getting tested for coronavirus.
Actually, in our town.
Yes.
It was too. But it ended up coming up negative.
It ended up coming negative, yes. But unfortunately, in New York City, I believe someone was positive, which she went to a club, believe it or not.
Yeah.
She went to the good old One Oak. which is not a good situation, guys, for you to have the coronavirus and for you to go to a club.
Yeah, I would just be embracing your introvert selves right now and just be staying in, doing movie nights with friends that are not sick and staying in with your animals and just respecting other people. And if you're not going to wash your hands for yourself, do it for your neighbor. Like, please just keep your side of the street clean until we're out of this outbreak situation.
I love that. Keep your side of the street clean. My recovery ways are rubbing off on Mrs. Situacion. And that being said, what is your diet? What do you suggest our listeners?
My diet.
How do we eat? I mean, that's the question here.
We eat very, very healthy and clean. I would say
6 days a week.
Yeah, at minimum. I would like it to be a little longer than that because we've been cheating often for our YouTube series.
Yes, and if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, it is fire. I am just smitten with our YouTube channel. Go press the subscribe if you already haven't.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you really need to keep it simple, and when you're trying to diet, and just focus on the foods that you enjoy, because then you won't realize you're on a diet. So what I eat on a daily basis might sound boring to you, but I love these foods. And listen, once I have a lot of it, I'll rotate something else out. But like my daily breakfast, normal 6 days a week, is GG Fiber Crisps with medium soft boiled eggs, mm-hmm. avocado, and a Siete habanero hot sauce. And that's it. And like I'll have three or four of the crisps, and they're super filling. They have a lot of fiber in them.
Obviously with your cup of coffee, which is sort of...
Yeah, and I have my one cup of coffee in the morning.
With almond milk?
And I have my green drink before I do any of that. I have my green drink with my vitamins. So I really stick to that every morning. And then I'll probably work out. After my workout, I'll have an F-Factor protein shake, which is, you know, just the... I have all different kinds of protein that I rotate in and out, but that one is a high fiber, high protein. So I take that. And then for dinner, I always have an Eat Clean Bro dinner during the week.
Which is pretty much, we practice protein and vegetables.
Yeah, protein, vegetables, yeah. And fiber.
And salads.
And then repeat it the next day. And it's really similar. Like, and the dinner I'll have from them is like a turkey burger with asparagus. Or like last night I had the turkey burger with broccoli rabe, which I love broccoli rabe.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
Mike,
I'm a bit confused. I just need you to tell me that we are eating protein and vegetables, salads, beans, fruits.
Protein, vegetables, and fiber.
Yeah.
And healthy fats. I eat lots of avocado.
Yes. We usually have about 3 meals per day, and usually cut off our meals at around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We try not to do much snacking at night because that causes you to sort of gain weight and you're sedentary and you're watching TV. Yeah, and bloated. So, and then we reconvene eating, obviously break your fast the next day at usually 9 or 10 a.m., which is usually a 15 to 16 hour fast. I believe in fasting because I lost over 40 pounds in prison just by fasting.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of fasting. I tried the keto diet, to be honest with you.
And yeah,
didn't work for us. It didn't.
It doesn't fit our lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. It does work for a lot of people. And I think that's why there's so many different alternative diets.
Yeah.
Because there's a right one for you.
Everyone thinks that we are actually on keto. And I think it's because obviously we're on Jersey Shore. And, you know, my best friend Vinny, the keto Guido is keto. And no, we do not practice keto.
But we do like lower carbs.
Yes, we do
like
low
carbs.
We
don't eat lots of bread or carbs. But we do have like natural carbs, like in root vegetables.
Yes.
And like my
fruits.
GG Fiber Crisp
beans.
Has some carbs. You
yes.
know, like a very few, like 2 net carbs or 4. So I'm never at zero, but I try to keep it as low as possible.
This is pretty much a low carb diet, guys. If we do have some sort of bread... It is in the morning, guys. It is a wheat bread with our eggs. Sometimes,
it's like
obviously,
a 16 grain. It's not wheat.
Yeah.
Proven wheat is like nothing.
Mrs. Situacion is serving the breakfast, and she'll tell you that it is 16 grain. It is not wheat. And that is important to have a healthy diet. All right, guys. And I'm also going to go into that a diet, honey, is not just what you eat.
Well, before you transition into that, because that's totally true, the other big thing is beverages that we didn't touch, other than having the one coffee in the morning, because I'm trying to be more responsible to my body with caffeine, because I love my coffee. Yeah, the only thing we drink is bottled water and Pellegrino. Like, literally, that's what our house is stocked with at all times.
Yes.
And those are the only drink options when we have meals.
And then on cheat day, guys, we have tons of diet soda available. And I want to mention cheat day to you guys is because it is implementing balance. It's not going to be easy, guys, for you to eat healthy 7 days a week. Eventually, mentally, you get fatigued and then you start binge eating. So you might as well implement that cheat day once a week, okay? And that's going to help your situation out, because every week you're like, all right, it's time to sort of treat thyself because I've been eating very healthy for 6 days out of the week. Okay, I've been working out 5 to 6 days a week. I'm active. I'm feeling my best. Now I can sort of reward myself.
Well, I think it's also different to your personality. So if you're somebody that loves like a rewarding type behavior.
That would be me.
Yes, that is my husband. Then you need that cheat meal or that cheat day at the end of the week. And that'll kind of reset you. You'll be excited to get back on track the next day. Now for someone like myself, when I am dieting and I'm happy with my diet, I'm also actively working out every single day. Now, when I'm 30 something years old, so when I combine really healthy eating with really intense workouts every single day, I will see results really quickly. And that will make me want to continue and step up my game even more on the diet. So I like to say that when it is your cheat day, try to, in the beginning of your routine of fitness and health, try to just have a cheat meal and don't make it an all-out day, because a big day could really set you back. So maybe have like a huge breakfast if you're a breakfast person and you love pancakes and French toast and have all that stuff, and then have a salad, a big salad for lunch and a healthy fish for dinner. Yeah. You know, don't go crazy all day. My husband is the opposite. He's like all or nothing.
All or nothing.
When
yes.
It is cheat day, he will be laying in bed with a bag of, with a bowl of snacks,
yes,
of every different
and
chip and snack
and
under the
soda.
Sun.
Yes.
And he will be going until the clock hits midnight, and then he'll be like, it's over, it's over. And he'll bring his snacks downstairs and be done at 12:01. So you have to do what makes you happy and what fits with your schedule. You only have one life, as cliche as it is, and you want to be happy. So your diet should be something that's sustainable in your everyday routine in life. So here at Here's the Sitch, my husband Mike and I are always looking for ways to improve our lives, whether it's personally, professionally, spiritually, financially, anything under the sun. We're always looking to be better versions of ourselves. Right, babe?
Definitely. That is pretty much our whole, you know, motto and mantra that we pretty much live by, honey.
Yes. So I actually discovered this company online, which is called BetterHelp. So I want to share some info about it for our listeners. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in just 24 hours after your initial reach out.
That's pretty cool.
And this, guys, this is not a crisis line, and it is not self-help. It's a professional counseling service done securely and privately online. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
I actually have done years, honey, and you know that, of therapy and anger management. It's sort of gotten me to the person I am today. So I definitely would recommend anyone that wants to take the leap, you know, to be better mentally and physically and spiritually, obviously.
Absolutely. I think everybody walking this planet can better themselves through therapy in some way or another.
Yeah.
Just having, you know, another person to communicate your thoughts and ideas with.
A lot of times, honey, our best thoughts are not sometimes the best thoughts. It's good to run things by someone, and even obviously the professionals know, so it's a pretty cool situation.
Yes. So guys, visit betterhelp.com/situation. That's better H-E-L-P, and join the over 700,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer for Here's the Sitch listeners. Get 10% off your very first month at betterhelp.com/situation.
That's a good situation. Living your best life doesn't just happen in one day, okay? I'm trying to preach small steps, baby steps, small victories. People always hit me up in the DMs. How did you change your life? How did you do it? And I tell people all the time, just like in our first podcast, it's really just one day at a time. And the same thing with diet, okay? If you are sort of not feeling your best self, maybe you're a couple pounds overweight, the best place to start, guess what, guys, is to start, to sort of walk in the gym. It's the body is meant to be moving, so you need to get activity. Once you sort of, you know, get moving, eventually, you know, you'll think to yourself, wow, this is easy, and your body will be able to do more. So you have to really walk into the gym. You need to start to get to that class. My wife loves you know, Pilates. She loves bar class. She loves her Megaformer.
Yes, I'm getting a Megaformer machine for my house because I'm so obsessed with it.
Oh, my goodness.
I love Pilates. Right now, I'm just into Pilates and running with the Peloton app because I don't have the actual treadmill yet. I just use the app.
And this is going to also translate into how you feel, guys. You know, and if you are sort of looking good, you're going to be feeling good, and then you're going to be like getting good results. Okay, so if you're upset, if you're depressed, if you have anxiety, self-doubt, the devil is whispering in your ear. The way to sort of combat that is exercise, nutrition, positivity. Obviously, in the beginning, guys, we mentioned a massage and how we handled that situation. Meditation. A sauna, that's going to help as well.
I love a steam shower.
And guess what, guys? She's going to want that for our house as well, probably too, right, honey?
We have a steam shower already.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Oh, my. Listen, guys, this is my wife's world. I'm just living in it. And that's another thing, guys. Any guys out there listening that's in a relationship, you know, if you want your relationship to be better, I'm going to tell you a couple phrases right now. Happy wife is a happy life, okay?
Facts.
The path of less resistance. Stop fighting, okay, the tide.
But you're not going to win.
Yeah, I understand that I'm not going to.
It's an uphill battle.
I'm not going to win this battle, okay? And the same thing happened with the massage. I brought it up to the wife, and she straight said, you know what? If you want a real massage, you'll come upstairs. So I was like, all right then. You know what I'm saying? And we solved that particular situation. And that is really why I wanted to share with you guys, you know, today. And also express to you guys that a diet is not only what you eat. Right, Mrs. Situation?
Yes.
Please explain to them, our, you know, subscribers, our listeners, that in order to live your best life, you need to have a healthy diet. And a healthy diet consists of obviously trying to eat healthy, you know, nutritious meals. You can obviously implement some balance with a cheat day. Obviously some fitness in there. But it's also the movies you watch. It's also the books you read. The people that you associate with. Right, Miss Situation?
The podcast you listen to.
Oh, my goodness. That is fire right there, Mrs. Situation.
No, but it's true.
It really
That's
is.
What the point we're trying to get at is that your diet is not necessarily food and drink you're putting into your body.
Yes.
But everything you're consuming as a human being walking the earth every day. So what are you reading in the morning? What are you listening to on your commute to and from work? What are you listening to when you're on the treadmill? When I'm like really needing motivation, I listen to like
your husband.
I listen to my husband. But no, when I'm like really going through things, and I always share a lot about my faith.
Yes.
When I really need my motivation and stuff, I love to do an hour treadmill and I will listen to Joel Osteen's podcast and his sermons, which I love. I'll also listen Bishop Jakes. And he has a podcast that has his sermons.
Who else
and
they both, like, what's his name? What's the other guy's
both,
name?
Oh my they God. Both have apps that you can listen to their sermons each week. And if you happen to be on a treadmill or in the gym on a Sunday morning, you can actually live stream and see the whole service with like the music and the entertainers. And it's really amazing. But for you, it doesn't have to be that. You can find something else that's motivational to you. But just ingesting the positivity and the good vibes and the authentic energy will feed your soul to make you keep challenging yourself to be a better person and like kind of find your purpose of what makes you happy and what makes you like continue to improve on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. One day my wife is, she's telling me, she's like, Gary V said to do this. And I'm like, who the hell is Gary V? You know what I'm saying? And I thought it was really funny because like I try to be positive and stuff. And my boy Gary V is definitely blowing up in the streets. And I think I actually do follow him now. But it's very funny because my wife had introduced me to him. So I thought that was pretty cool. Because
I like
Gary V. You had sort of got me going on Gary, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, he is a totally unique perspective.
Yes, yes.
And I always respect people differentiating themselves, but he's super positive.
I love it. That's because that's how we are.
And he's like a problem solver, and he's always giving advice to the kids and to the youth and to like lost souls out there. Yes. So I so respect
Be
that.
Be a part of the solution, not the problem.
That is often said.
Exactly.
In
our households. Now, I actually love to read quote books. I love to read like motivational books. I love to read sort of like comeback stories, superhero movies. You want to know why? Because I want to be a superhero for my family, for my wife, for my dog Mosey, okay? For our future. So those are the type of things that I watch. I don't know, honey, what are we watching these days, actually, anyway?
What are we watching these days? Yeah, what are we watching? I had a cold over the weekend, so I was really...
oh my God, she loves Schitt's Creek.
I do love Schitt's Creek.
Oh my God. And actually Jenny's on Schitt's Creek too now too.
Yeah, I got her onto that.
Yeah, she's on Schitt's Creek, which actually if you watch
it's so good.
It is pretty, pretty good. These guys are very good at making facial expressions, which I love. I think I'm pretty good at that too. So
I personally love the vocabulary because I'm like a nerd in the way of growing up. I always loved Word of the Day. Uh-huh. And Moira, the character on that show, which is Catherine O'Hara, who is an incredible actor. Her character has the most like eccentric vocabulary and elevated. And
plus, you're watching Cheer.
I just love it.
What's his name? Jerry.
Oh my God. I love Jerry. I made Mike watch the episode of Jerry, of them explaining what Matt Talk is, so Mike can understand.
I think I already do Matt Talk. I already am talking
positive. You do,
positive.
But listen, nobody does Matt Talk like Jerry.
I do Matt Talk. Do you guys hear this? I am like super positive.
No, you are.
No one in the streets. You know, I'm like doing Matt Talk for Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I think we should invite Jerry on as a guest one day because maybe. I would love to have motivational people on here to give their spin on what, you know what I mean? Their different take on positivity and how they implement it into their lives every day and uplift others around them.
Well, quite possibly this is what our podcast is all about, guys. A positive mental...
Matt Talk.
there you go. All right. A positive mental attitude is not a joke, guys. It quite possibly might save your life. And I'm being very, very serious about this, guys. There are two paths in life, okay? What do you think they are, Mrs. Situacion? Two paths in life.
Two paths?
Yes, what are the two paths in life, okay? This is for the subscribers. This is for our listeners. You either become better or you become bitter, okay? You have two choices, to get swallowed up by circumstance in life or to rise to the occasion.
And I have to say, the better path is usually the path less taken. So you're going to want to go down that dark path that's unpaved to find the light and build your way.
Yes. In my darkest moments when I really had nothing, I had no money, I was, you know, unemployed, I had lost, you know, the millions. I didn't necessarily believe in myself at that time, and my wife sort of did, and she sort of pushed me. And eventually, guys, that is sort of where I found my fire again. And it's sort of like a priceless way to live that me and my wife live. And we're sort of spreading that magic to you guys, okay? That positivity. I believe that, guys, in life, you're going to face adversity. How you sort of walk through the fire and how you sort of face the storm is what makes you in life.
Yes,
okay?
And every failure is a lesson.
Oh, yes.
And the people who have failed more often than not are the people who, like, you want on your team.
Smooth sailing.
It really is the truth, because that's what builds character. That's where you find your work ethic. That's where you find what you're passionate about. And that's where you grow and you thrive. And if you've never failed in life, you need to start taking more risks, because that's where your lessons
are, for sure. The more times that you face failure and pick yourself up and sort of move forward,
you're tested with your integrity of who you are as a person.
You will eventually, I guarantee you guys, hit the path to victory. Because if, like I said, in anything in life, if you fail, try again, okay? I will see you guys back at the top of the mountain, guys, again. And to close this situation out with Here's the Sitch and Mike and Lawrence, the quote of the day today is, you are your own superhero in your own movie, and it's your job to save yourself, what the F are you gonna do? Mic drop, I just left the building.
Ooh. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us for our second episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. We love talking with you, and we can't wait to see you guys next week. Right, babe?
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys next week. Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Until next time, guys. Peace.